Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. I was buzzing around up to Ventura. I love going up to Ventura and Oxnard and that whole area. I always feel like there's a great vibe up there. The people are pretty cool up there. And it's always about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than the San Fernando Valley. And Old Town Ventura is great. There's a lot of old stores around there. There's the pier. There's a restaurant right on the pier, which everybody get ready to get your socks knocked off here. They sell seafood. I don't know why every single restaurant that is, 5 feet from the ocean has to, their novel idea is, hey, how about seafood?
Jesus Christ.
But it really is a great area up there. And I slid into the Walmart right off of Rose Avenue, right between Oxnard and Ventura. And it's an old Walmart. It's probably been there for, 10, 15 years. And I'm, tooling around with my daughter, and she gets a DVD that she likes. I buy a couple of lights, some hardware stuff. And I'm looking around. I'm thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, man. These are the ugliest people I've seen in a long goddamn time. Just these huge, huge people. I saw this one woman. She was probably about 450 pounds. And she was about 5'2", so she wore it very well. It wasn't unattractive at all. Had these medical socks on. These people have these socks that try to keep their legs together.
Jesus Christ.
It was just a wildly depressing experience at that Walmart. Then you go to check out, and there's 40 people in front of you on each line. And you just smell it when you get out of there. It smells like Walmart. That smell you get on your skin. And I think it's from they cook some crap in there. I don't know what they're doing in there. But it was, you walk into that Walmart and, you got a smile on your face. And by the time you leave there, you need to be on antidepressants. And there are a few stores like that in Southern California that I won't go to anymore because the depression will literally knock the wind out of you. One of them is the 99-cent store. My wife likes to go there, to the 99-cent store on Ventura Boulevard, just east of or just west of White Oak and east of Lindley. There's a store there that I dare anybody to go into if you're happy and you don't come out suicidal. That's exactly what happens in these stores. I don't know whether it's the product that they sell. I don't know whether it's the people that they entertain. I don't know whether it's the small carts, the 99 cents for everything. You spend $48 when you're there, and you walk out with just a bunch of crap. But the odors in there, the many different languages that are spoken, which I guess is it's fine by me, but just the radical depression that you get when you slide into a 99-cent store is they're able to defeat any kind of medication when it comes to depression. If you think you're on the best medication and you're going to be happy for life, do yourself a favor and avoid the interior of a 99-cent store because it'll drag you back and you will lose 10 years of medication just being in there for 10 minutes. It is hideous. My wife likes to go in there because she gets a discount on the Reynolds wrap and stuff, and she likes the 99-cent store. So I sit there and wait in the parking lot, and I don't go anymore. I'm never going to go in there again. And I can't define it, but it is depressing as hell. Hey, you have the same experience there, Gina?
Yeah, I do. And it's not, it's like I'm living on a budget. It's not like I'm better than anything. It's just the vibe. If they dragged it out into the sidewalk, maybe I'd like it better. But Ross, Ross Dress for Less and Payless.
Ross is on my list of depressing stores too. Because first of all, nobody's making any eye contact with anybody in that store. Everyone's like ashamed to be in the store.
Yeah, and they have those real low ceilings.
Yes.
And that horrible lighting.
And when you go to find something, you're like, oh, I'm an extra large.
Yeah.
you got to go through medium and small of everything. Yeah. And then, oh, hey, I found an extra large. Hey, there's only one sleeve on it.
And nothing is more depressing than a plastic hanger. So it's real bad. And then with Payless, they mean well and they try. And God bless them. They're, you know, quadrilingual.
Right.
But the smell of rubber and pleather is so pungent. In like a Payless shoe store.
Oh, a Payless shoe. Oh,
it's
yeah,
It's so
yeah.
pungent, that smell of fake leather, that it makes me a little nauseous and it makes me a little sad.
Yeah. I also get depressed in Leslie's pool store. I know. It's, you know, you think to yourself, geez, I never thought I'd be referencing Leslie's pool store. But I went in there over the weekend just to get a little, some chlorine for the pool, you know, so we can clean it up a little. Because I found a dead bird with maggots in the pool.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
So I wanted to get a little extra chlorine before the my daughter went in the pool. And I walk in there, and the smell in there, I took my daughter out there immediately. Because, you know, it smells like a pneumonia tank. Or like a chlorine tank, like you'd see on the, you know, on the railroads that just exploded. But, you know, the service was, there was one guy who was, you know, measuring the water or, you know, testing his water. Then another guy was worried, was talking to another guy about building a whole new pool and what kind of lighting you should use and all that stuff. And I was like, I just want to pay for this. It's $3 for chlorine. Can I pay for this? And the guy was like, when I'm done here, I'll help you. I'm like, oh, F you. So I just, I went to Home Depot and bought it. But there are stores that I love, like Home Depot, but stores like, you know, that Leslie depresses me. You know, another place that really depresses me are skating rinks, ice skating rinks. You know, you go to an ice skating rink, and I don't know what the F is going on in there. I don't know if it's the combination of the rubber and, you know, people in Southern California in, you know, snow gear. Tooling around, I guess it's the sweat meets the ice. And then their novel idea to treat everybody when they're not skating is one, you know, crippled guy selling hot chocolate and donuts that are, you know, 9 days old. Nobody's ever gotten it together that you can actually, you know, enjoy yourself in a skating rink. It's a bag of chips. It's usually Funyuns. A pizza that, you know, that they throw in the microwave. Hot chocolate. And that's it. And maybe like a licorice whip. But skating, ice skating rinks. Oh, boy, the depression that hits you once you walk in there is outrageous. All right, folks, the stores you no longer go to because you just can't take the depression anymore. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Another place where that should be a place where everybody's happy and everybody's enjoying themselves is the exact opposite, and everybody in there is depressed, and nobody makes eye contact, and everybody sort of like secretly moves in and secretly moves out, is a porno store. You know, those people should be they're thrilled out of their mind. They're about to see naked people effing. They're about to take video home or DVDs home and watch sex acts. And everybody's so goddamn depressed in there, from the guy working there, from the, you know, the guy out in front who's the, you know, the security guard, to the, you know, the lunatic who comes in the back way. How about these guys who sneak in the back way in the porno store? I don't know what the hell's going on with them. Have they got a tab there or something? But it's wildly, wildly depressing. Another really depressing store, or at least a department in a store, is the Macy's. And I'm not sure if Macy's is still around. Are they still around?
Yep.
Yeah. The furniture department at Macy's. It's a goddamn ghost town, man. Nobody's in there. They're not selling any of the interesting stuff. And you never hear any sound in there. It's like a vacuum in there. You know, you walk through Macy's department store and you think, wow, is this 2008 or 1978? Jesus Christ, man. I can't believe how depressing that is. Though at least the one over at the Northridge Mall, they've closed down the furniture part of it. But I also, now, Randy, I agree with you. The Panorama Mall is the ultimate depression of any mall I've ever been to. That Panorama Mall, I think it's off Van Nuys Boulevard.
It's on Van Nuys and Roscoe. It's the most depressing place I've ever been to in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't know how that place still exists. I really don't.
It's sick. The parking there is like the parking there is the only place in the valley that still has all compact spaces from like the 70s. It's right next to that closed down Montgomery Ward that's been shut down for 10 years.
Right. Yeah. When you're anchored by a monkey wards, that's a it's a real tough putt.
And it's real weird. You go in there all the – I mean, it's the main department store in the Panorama Mall. It's a two-story Walmart. And this is how depressing it is because it's two stories. They have these gigantic freight elevators that everybody walks into with their shopping carts.
Right.
And then they have the double escalator where you go up the escalator, then there's the shopping cart escalator.
Right, exactly.
It's sick. And then in all the little mall stores, everyone calls you boss instead of sir. It's a little weird. Hey, what's up, boss?
Yeah, it is. It's tough out
and,
there.
And the only food store they have, instead of a food court, they have a Jollibee. It's a Mexican burger joint. It's real weird.
That's a good idea. It's going to take off.
The main burger there is called Hamburger Good.
Oh, no, good.
They have a Juicy Yum Burger and a Crispy Chicken Joy.
Jesus Christ. You know, it's also very depressing. And I experienced this on Sunday morning. I stopped by to get some food to bring into work when I was working with Dave there. Winchell's Donuts. The homeless, the downtrodden, the luckless, the people who've luck has vanished on them, and they have nothing left. They slide into these stores, and it's usually a group of two or three of the people who are down in their luck, and the misery loves company. If you want to study how true that statement is, slide into a Winchell's and watch the three old guys reminiscing about when they used to have dough or when they used to have a wife. But it's the used to conversation. I used to be employed, used to have a wife, used to have kids, used to have money, used to have a house. And it's it all takes place at a local Winchell's. Slide in there and enjoy the used to's. That's what they should name it. Used to's Donuts. Used to have dough, used to have a life, used to have everything, used to. And I got nothing now except I can get 13 donuts for the price of a dozen. That's what they currently have going on. The stores that depress the F out of you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ross and Chino, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, man.
Kmart.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to go to Kmart when I was a kid with my grandparents in Ohio. And I loved it. The blue light special. We used to, camp out in the commissary there, the little coffee shop. And then every half hour we'd run out to the blue light special. And, when you're 6 or 7 years old, that's thrilling. When you're 36 years old, you just got to get the hell out of there. And I don't know what it is about Kmart specifically. I don't know whether there's some nervous people out there or it's just the overall diet. But I smell more farts per aisle in Kmart than I do any other store. Farts per aisle should be a number on the outside of every store. And you should be able to drive by. That number should be about 6 feet high. And you look at it and you go, I'm at 18 farts per aisle. I'm going to pass. Then you go down to the next store, 2 farts per aisle. Still not my comfort zone, but better than 18. I'm going to slide in there. And, man, when you walk into somebody else's fart, you forget what you came for. You lose your entire list of crap that you had. You're just trying to get the hell out of this guy's, ass. Because basically what you do is, for a second, you're putting your nose right up to that guy's tuchus. But the farts per aisle for Kmart, man, I'd like to see a study on that. Because I imagine it's astronomically higher than most of these other stores. Let's talk to a Nicole in Temecula. Stores you can't go to anymore because the depression factor, it just knocks you out.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I got to say, Pick and Save is now Big Lots. That place is so stinky.
Oh, yeah. Big farts.
Oh, my God. It's so nasty.
And the worst service ever.
Oh, yeah. They don't even bother to try and put the stuff back in the right spot anymore. They just throw it everywhere.
Yeah. And you know what? And I went in there a couple of months ago because my wife was having like a little party, and we were short like a tablecloth. I needed one in 10 minutes. I had to go get a tablecloth real quick and come back. And I said to one of the ladies who works there, I said, excuse me, can you help me? And she goes, I'm busy. And I said,
Jesus Christ.
And she was just literally putting stuff up on a shelf. And I said, well, I just want to ask you real quickly, whereabouts in the store do you think I could find a tablecloth? And she said, sir, I'm going to tell you again, I'm busy. And I said, all right, well, you know, I guess that's the vibe around here. It's, you know, when you hire people and, you know, you pay them 8 cents an hour. And, you know, what can you expect? But, yeah, Big Lots used to be Pick and Save. I used to like Pick and Save.
I didn't mind it.
Pick and Save started when I was a kid. And I was probably about 10 or 11 years old. And I enjoyed going to Pick and Save. They had one on Ventura Boulevard at Balboa, where there's now a what is the store up there now? What is the big super? That's like a supermarket chain. I think Chef Jamie Gwen used to advertise for them. Remember, she used to do the spots for them.
A Whole Foods,
Smart and Final,
Smart and Final.
Yeah,
that's right.
I love Smart and Final. And now there's a Spartan Final there. And that used to be a thrifty. I go way back to that corner. There used to be a Rexall there and a 31 Flavors. I Enjoy Bagels used to be there. Bergen's Arco. It went all the way back to a thrifty with the big T on it. But, yeah, but now the Big Lots, man, I can't go in. I literally can't get my S up to get in there. All right, let's talk to how about Sandy in Santa Monica? You're on 97.1.
Yes, a really funny thing happens is I actually have to ugly down when I go into the 99-cent stores. I don't go into the other ones, but I buy my fruit there, and I've comparative shop, and I know there's the better prices at 99-cent store. You can get a whole bunch of raspberries and blueberries, really a lot more. Instead of paying $4, I just can't handle that.
Wait, you're buying fruit at the 99-cent store?
Well, if you go to the produce section, there's a... If you go, like, the time they deliver and stuff, there's a lot of produce. I mean, I bought, like, tons, and I freeze it, so I'm always buying fruits there. And then I buy my, like you said, hot cocoa.
Yeah. If you ever buy food from the 99-cent store and get sick because you've eaten it, and God only knows
that may have never
happened, but you can't go back there and bitch and complain, can you?
Oh, no. You can't go back there for anything. I mean, even if, you know, something goes wrong with something, you just literally... Just keep it, you know.
Right.
You just say okay, whatever. You don't want to go back.
Nobody has the balls to return something to a 99-cent store.
No, you don't even want to have to go back in there because it's such a bad experience. And you have, like, the criminals are in line. Like, they should go, you know, and look for the criminals who are missing instead of looking for them on the street and pulling people over who are innocent. They should just go in those stores and just stand there with their little paper that has the face.
Yeah,
and you can see them.
Here's another thing that's depressing about the 99-cent store. For some reason, Eastern Europeans like to visit there, right? So, and Eastern Europeans are the kings and queens of trying to jam you on your line. They'll push their cart up right next to yours, or they'll bang you in the heels with your cart, and they'll try to, like, maneuver so they're up right next to you and then eventually slide right past you. And get in line in front of you. I don't know what it is about Eastern Europe, man.
Well,
but they try to jam you in line.
Go to the, you have to go to, like, Hawthorne and the areas where the poorer neighborhoods where the lines are faster. I go to the, I call white neighborhoods, and I hate the 99-cent store there. I will not go there anymore. After, like, the last year and a half, I said, forget it, because it's just a smell experience. If you go to, let's say, like, just the one on any else, the other side of Sepulveda, pretty much, and you will find no line, fast service, better people, less stink. I mean, I just do it for the reason.
Right. Yeah, you know what, baby, I know that you thought you convinced me to go. I'm still out.
Well, I'm
I still
telling
can't
you,
do it.
I'm just telling you,
yeah.
You've got to go for selective shopping.
Right.
You can also
I'm out. I'm doing well enough right now to stay out of a 99-cent store. God only knows what will happen in the future. You know, I lose my job here. I get in a car accident. I'm, in a bad place in life. I don't know. I may have to slide back there one time, but it's the store that if you're doing okay for yourself, you don't have to visit there. But once you lose it, you got to slide back in there, and that's got to be the worst when you go to the 99-cent store because you have to. You got to get in there. All right, the stores that depress the hell out of you can't go anymore because you walk out of there just suicidal. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. What was that website?
IncomeWithDanny.com.
Check that out. Need some income. All right, what the, I was going to say, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? I guess it's a little early.
You're stupid.
I'm thinking it's Thursday. All right, folks, walking into a store with a smile, walking out depressed out of your mind, what stores you no longer visit because you cannot take the level of depression? Let's talk to David in Hawaiian Gardens. David, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. How's it doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I got a store for you. What about Big Five? You walk into Big Five, and it's one of those stores, when you walk in and the service you get, you just know how much everyone is getting paid there. Like, because that's exactly, like, the exact service you get, you know? And it reeks of, like, minimum wage.
Yeah. Well, usually there's not any service. The guys behind the counter who sell the, you know, the BB guns are always sitting there watching and making sure everybody knows he steals a BB gun.
And they never have like the size you want either.
Also, if you ask them about it, I went in there recently to buy something, and I said, "Do you guys have any more of these?" And the lady looked at it and goes, "What is it?"
And they always have that big, nice ad too. They have all these like great deals, and then when you go in, it's like it's nothing. They have nothing there.
All right. Well, then don't go there, man. What can I tell you? I don't know. I like Big Five. Maria and Duarte, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
All right. What stores you don't go to anymore?
Oh, my God. Mervyn's.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a depressing store, it's definitely Mervyn's. They have, like, the bad sweaters with, like, the Christmas patterns and the teddy bears on there that maybe your grandmother would give you that you'll never wear.
Right. And the kitchen area is just an assortment of bowls that don't match.
Oh, my God. Or how about the fine jewelry? or like, the tacky Dockers.
Right. Yeah.
If I meet a guy and he says he's going to shop at Mervyn's, we're done.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't even really think that the bargains are that great.
Oh,
you know,
no,
like Dockers
terrible.
Are like still $29.95 a pair.
Or the bad Levi's that no one wears anymore.
Right.
Yeah, they were famous for their Levi's. So yes, Mervyn's is extremely depressing, and I think they're going bankrupt.
Are they really?
I heard that on the news the other day.
Ah, that sucks.
It's not a moment too soon.
I think Kohl's is knocking them out of business.
Oh yeah, Kohl's is really bad too.
I actually like Kohl's.
Really? I went for one of their, like, their Thanksgiving sale, like, the day after, and they had nothing. They had, like, two toys on sale, and they advertised all these great Fisher-Price toys, you know, 50% off.
I remember I had to go to to meet my parents, my dad and my stepmother, at the Turf Club in Del Mar. It was for a family reunion. You have to have a sports coat and a slacks. And I didn't have a sports coat, so I went to Kohl's.
Okay.
And I buy a sports coat. I think it was like $29 or so. I get down there and I'm walking into this family reunion, and one of my direct relatives says, "Hey, where'd you get that thing? At Ross or Kohl's?" I'm like, "Oh man, it's that evident? You can eyeball that from across the room?" I feel like
Exactly. No, Mervyn's is so depressing. I can't even drive by one.
Okay.
Coming out of there, I know they are down in the dumps if they're walking out of Mervyn's with bags.
All right, baby. We thank you for calling. Tony and Reseda, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, I can't go to Save-On anymore because one year our family did all our Christmas shopping at a Save-On.
Ah, Jesus. I don't think Save-On exists anymore, do they?
They still got Save-On. They have them in the Albertsons. Albertsons, Save-On.
Oh, Albert's inside.
I can't go to any drugstore because it just...
Yeah. You know what? The one that really depressed me when I was growing up, but maybe in high school or out of high school, is when Vons sold one of their stores to a guy and he changed it to John's. He took the V down and put a J up, but yet you could still see it was supposed to be a V there. And you know when the J goes up, you know, the quality goes down.
It's the ghetto Vons.
I don't know what is in there with the Johns.
You got to go into Johns, dude.
I've been there.
They sell the weirdest stuff. They sell Russian food.
Yeah.
It's the only place that you can get lavash at without going to like a Russian deli.
I remember Vendome Liquor. Whenever a guy would go out of business because he drank his way through a Vendome ownership, they changed to Ladome Liquors, and that was always depressing as well. Vendome Liquors got to be on my list too. If the fact that I didn't like liquor so much, they would definitely be on the list. Stores you can't go into anymore because they depress the hell out of you. Stephen Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
I can't decide what's worse. Actually, eating a meal at Yoshinoya Bowl,
right.
or trying on clothes at the Goodwill.
I'm with you on Yoshinoya. I've had it once, and that was enough. I went to the one on Vine and Santa Monica, I believe, or Vine and Melrose.
They have some kind of weird, like, red, kind of like this, like ginger. Some kind of ginger red spice thing that you, it's like all gooey and everybody sneezed on it and it's all wide open for you to put in your, on your disgusting rat beef.
Yeah, well, you're paying like $3 or $4 for 19 cents worth of cup of noodles. I don't understand the attraction, and I didn't understand what I was eating for the first time in the history of fast food that I enjoy. I didn't understand what the hell I was eating.
And I'll tell you about the Goodwill, too. I went there one time with a friend of mine who was kind of like a hippie chick and loved to go buy used clothing for what reason, I don't know. And it smelled like ass in the entire place. And there was a sign in the changing room that said, literally, it said in the changing room, there was like a paper sign that said, "This is not a bathroom."
Anytime you have to tell somebody that this area is not a bathroom, that is a low end clientele, man.
Jesus Christ!
All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. That's great, Yoshinoya. Oh, Babu, I don't know how that place stays in business. You eat there at the Yoshinoya?
Tim, you know Yoshinoya Beef Bowl is the only fast food joint that has still not fully adopted ATM machines.
Is that right?
I used to go to the one in Burbank all the time, and it's the only place where you still have to pay in cash.
Oh boy.
Right, it's not worth it.
But how often are you tooling around with the credit card to pay for 8 cents worth of food?
Every fast food place I go, I play with my credit card.
Why?
It's quick.
Oh, get at it.
I don't carry cash on me.
All right, the stores that depress the hell out of you. Ernie and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Marie Callender's.
I absolutely agree with you, except for the one here on Wilshire, which is like a Marie Callender's Plus.
Yeah.
The old Marie Callender's, the one I went to, used to be right off, just east of Kester on Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
And boy, oh boy, the food, the depression, anywhere that sells pies is
death's waiting room.
Yeah, and anybody that specializes in pies, and you have to order, you have to put your order in before the holidays, when you do get a pie, is going to knock 3 or 4 years off your life every time you slide in there. Yeah, you used to work there, Gina?
No, I certainly didn't, but I do have an observation. When it comes to places like Marie Callender's, any place that's still using those non-electric vacuums on the carpet, wherever there's food being served, really depresses me.
Yeah, the ones that just push with that little spinning belt on it.
With that really hairy covered bristle. It kills me.
Right. Also, the wait staff in there, man, it is, the soup in there, if the vegetable soup is literally, it's like a cut up potato, a cut up carrot, and I'm not sure that it ever sees enough heat to soften up, and a little beef bouillon, and that's soup for you, young man. That is your soup that you ordered. All right, let's talk to Bill in Upland. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Stores that depress the hell out of you.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right.
I'm calling to talk about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, see, I love Ruth's Chris.
Really? Have you ever been to the one in Myrtle Beach?
I haven't. I've been to the one in Beverly Hills and the one out in the San Fernando Valley.
I've been to many of them, and I've been happy with all of them except my recent visit to Myrtle Beach, and I really think they've overextended themselves in the market.
Bad vibes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and poor treatment.
Yeah.
Poor food preparation. I found myself defending my complaint.
Well, I also went up to the one in Portland as well. Portland is a beautiful one. It's like an old, hotel that was built in the 1800s, and it's all wooden there, and it's just fantastic. I like Ruth's Chris.
I love it. I go to them frequently, at least twice a month.
Well, don't go to that one then. Just keep going to the ones you enjoy them. But, they got some great food there. All right, stores that will depress the hell out of you. Hot Rod Jimmy in Tarzana. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Being a Encino native, I love always hearing about the changing landscape of Ventura Boulevard. It's like you brought up like Thrifty Mart and 31 Flavors.
Oh, yeah, but, and the I Enjoy Bagel. Remember What was it? Poppy Star out there? Remember that place?
Yeah, yeah. But you know,
Houlihan's.
Oh yeah, sure, sure. Yeah. I get my parents went back to Encino since 1947, so I know a lot of stuff. But I'll tell you, well, one place I thought of near Taft High School was a restaurant, and it was called, I think, Lions, and then they sold it and they changed it to Ryan's. I don't know if you remember that. It was near Winnetka and Ventura, next to the Ralph.
You know, I don't. I didn't have a lot of experience in that area because I went to Birmingham. But do you remember the La Fiesta out there?
Oh, sure.
They used to, then they changed it to El Torito, and
right.
then they lost their lease. They destroyed it, and now there's a Walgreens there.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's a place. Now, do you remember Travellini's restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
In Ventura Boulevard?
Sure.
Okay. Now, just west of there.
Are you talking about Balboa and Ventura?
Well, it was near Encino and Ventura, Encino Avenue and Ventura.
With
Travellini's on the southwest corner. And then there was Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, I remember that,
okay.
Sure.
In that block there was this place that was called Encino Supplies Hardware. And anyway, so my dad did remodeling of houses and stuff, so we'd be working in a lot of areas in Encino, you know, upper, you know, class area.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes a customer would say, oh, hey, Jim, you need anything? You know, oh, yeah, could you go pick up a light switch for me over there at Encino Supplies? And the people would go, I'm not going in there. this place, it was, you know, just the typical old hardware store. Everything had an inch of dust on it.
Right.
You know?
I like that. I like the smell of the old hardware stores. I miss that. There's a great hardware store in Seal Beach. I think it's called the Seal Beach Hardware Store, right on Main Street there. That's beautiful. You walk in there, the floors creak. It still smells of the old, you know, the old hardware. It's just beautiful. If you want to see an old, beautiful hardware store that still smells like it when it was built in the 1920s, 1930s, Seal Beach has an incredible one. All right, stores that depress the hell out of you. Can't go there anymore. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I was listening to the Dodger game earlier this evening, and we'll take more of your phone calls here in a second, but I noticed that they scored 8 runs in the top of the first inning. And I said to a friend of mine, I called him up, and I said, watch this. Colorado is going to score at least eight runs in this game, and they did. But the Dodgers scored 8 more and won 16-8, I think the final was. 16-8. All right, stores you can't go to anymore because of the depression level. Rick in Idaho, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Babu.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. I'm going to say any men's clothing store on Ventura Boulevard. You know, they got the little guys in there, and they got the old windows and
right,
creeps me out.
And whenever you go in there, 2 or 3 guys say hi to you.
Yeah, and you don't know which one to go to. You think they're going to lose their commission if you go to the wrong guy.
Right.
But, hey, Tim, I got to save my life up in Idaho. I'm from California.
Oh, is that right?
I don't have a TV up here. I'm working. I'm a real estate investor buying property up here.
Oh, good for you. Is it a good buy up there now?
It's a great buy. I'm in Coeur d'Alene, beautiful area.
Right.
And but it's extremely boring.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's the way it is in Oregon. It's beautiful, but man, everyone goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I can't stand it. So yeah. you're the hot stuff up here right now.
Hey, thanks, Babo. I appreciate it. And Ventura Boulevard has not changed since you left. It's still, you're right, every men's store on Ventura Boulevard is a disaster.
Same guys.
Right. All right, man, thanks for calling. All right,
bye.
Enjoy Idaho up there. That's a great call. Ventura Boulevard men's stores. Oh, Jesus Christ. I could just see him now.
Usually
dark. Everything they sell is just a different shade of brown. You got brown pants, brown shoes, brown shirts, brown socks, brown jacket, brown hat, brown belt, brown underwear. Oh, man. Yanni in Agoura Hills, you're on 97.1.
How you doing?
All right, man.
Yo, I got to say, Salvation Army. It's pretty depressing, man.
Yeah, any Goodwill Salvation Army store, it's, either if you're not donating something, you've made a lot of bad decisions in your life where you end up shopping there.
You know, like, I'm a college student now, and I go in there trying to buy, like, a couch or something, and then I see, like, you know, these pear-shaped people, like, beasts with cankles.
Right.
It's... Well, not also, you know, like throwing a change at them.
Yeah, the Salvation Army. The army is a little exaggerated. It's ex-drunks, is what they are, because you know the Salvation Army, I believe, is made up of people who have had alcohol or drug problems, and they're trying to get their lives back together, and so they go work for the Salvation Army. And I called them up once. I said, "Hey, can you? I got some stuff to give the Salvation Army," and they showed up, and the guy goes through my stuff. Like I'm, you know, some homeless dude just trying to unload all this crap. And I have a kitchen table. And he says, "I can't take it because there's a chip out of one of the legs."
Jesus Christ.
And the chip is like the size of a dime. You know, unless you really looked for it, you couldn't find it. And I just didn't think he wanted to pick it up and put it on the truck. And he says, "Nah, there's a chip out of that." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, but you're giving this to somebody who's going to, you know, who's down in their luck. Last night, this table was used by myself, my wife, and my child to eat our goddamn dinner on. So what was my furniture last night is not good enough for some, you know, a-hole who's, drank his way into poverty or gambled his way into poverty. It's not good enough for, my furniture's not good enough for that jackass. F you. F Salvation Army." All right, got to take a break. We'll come back with John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Timmy. What's up, Timmy?
Yeah, look at the two of you, man. Ready to kick ass in here. What goes on with the big show tonight?
Tonight we're going to celebrate a big CBS party because the appeals court has overturned that $550,000 verdict against CBS because of the Janet Jackson episode at the Super Bowl. But think about this. There was no precedent for fining anybody that large of an amount, and then they just caved in the FCC with this Super Bowl stuff.
Well, it saves us $550,000 as a company.
Yeah, but CBS probably spent $10 million defending
itself.
That's true. So
hey,
who's going to pay CBS back for their legal fees?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we talked about this. I know you're a big fan of this establishment and this chain, but we were talking about depressing places, and Winchell's came up as one of the most depressing places to go. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's no Dunkin' Donuts, I'll tell you that.
Tim, it still looks like 1976 in there. You got the brown paneling, the orange tables. It's like a flashback to when you're a little kid.
Right, and everybody in there is with the, I used to have this, I used to have that, I used to have a car, I used to have a job, I used to have money, I used to.
English is a second language at Winchell's.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not the first language.
And maybe even the third. All right, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. Coming up immediately, I'll be on tomorrow with Kerry Kasem. And the penis doctor, right?
All right. Dr. Gary Alter.
Yeah, all tomorrow right after the Howard Stern Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. So the two groups I'd like to talk to are these guys who dress up to go see Batman and the guys that were so bombed they could barely tell you where they were. And I think Chris is one of those dudes. Chris in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
All right. What would you drop? What'd you take before you saw Batman?
I took about four Vikes and about eight Buds, Budweiser.
Wow.
I have to, Budweiser.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And how was the movie on four Vicodin and eight beers?
I have no idea. I gotta go watch it again.